school violence. It's a matter of who owns us.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at July's National Apologetics Conference in Branson, Missouri. Well, Ken, sounds interesting today. Who does own us, and what does this have to do with the recent problem of school violence in America and even overseas?
Well, let me put it to you this way. If the God of the Bible is our creator, then that means God owns each one of us. And because he owns us, he has a right to tell us how we should live. We're accountable to our creator. Therefore, we must obey God's laws. You know, through most of the public education system today, students are being taught that they're a product of chance processes. They're just evolved animals. Now, if we're just animals and there's no creator, then who owns us? Actually, this would mean we own ourselves. We'd therefore be accountable to no one but ourselves. This would also mean that there are no absolutes and that we have a right to decide how we want to live if we can get away with it. Think about it. When Johnny is taught at school that he is a result of evolution and there's no creator, then when Johnny decides to harm his fellow students, one could say he's learned his lessons all too well.
Why do we see increasing school violence, not only in America, but even in Europe? It's one of the questions Ken Ham tackles in his free booklet on the culture wars of the day. The booklet's free when you go to our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll be encouraged in your faith when you visit AnswersRadio.com.